Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. An extra option is available beginning today at the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport. Airport Director Matthew Leitner details the third daily flight midday from Delta Airlines.
So our third flight begins today. That's the midday flight, which arrives at Rhinelander at about 11:10 and then makes a quick turn and back in Minneapolis, departing here at 11:40. It's coming in full today, which is to say, last I checked, I think 48 out of the 50 seats were taken from Minneapolis. One of the issues, I'm getting ready for a meeting with a rental car agency because demand for rental cars is so high, we have to find additional parking to accommodate them. So far, so great. When it comes to the third flight, you know, it's well positioned to be a resounding success. Obviously, we're committed to making it so we can, you know, build upon this. And it's looking great. We're very grateful for Delta's participation and cooperation and help.
Leitner says the extra daily flight will end on August 30th, but he hopes the flight is a success and Delta will consider extending the midday flight schedule. Today is World Blood Donor Day, sponsored by the World Health Organization. The event serves to raise awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products and to thank blood donors for their life-saving gifts of blood. Rachel Sonnentag at the Community Blood Center says this year they're trying to get younger people to donate blood.
We are announcing a partnership with Team Liquid, which is a very famous esports team. And part of that announcement really is related to the need of donors and the ongoing need of donors and how blood donors are really aging. And we are needing to really tap into that new group and that younger group of donors. Through this partnership with Team Liquid, we're actually able to utilize this partnership and the network of Team Liquid to their millions of fans to be able to get in front of a new audience, and that audience is the gaming audience.
Team Liquid is a multi-regional professional esports organization based in the Netherlands. It was founded in 2000. Community Blood Center is an Appleton-based nonprofit with an office in Woodruff, and Sonnentag says they support the local hospitals. And she says the need for blood is significant. Every 2 seconds, an American needs blood. One whole pint of blood can save 3 or more lives. She says to find a donation center or local blood drive near you, visit communityblood.org. And the Marshfield School District was the victim of a $600,000 scam last month. Superintendent Ryan Christensen says the incident started with what appeared to be a legitimate letter from a trusted vendor.
The fraudulent individual asking for some banking information to be updated, again misrepresenting themselves as a vendor that we work with, and in the end that resulted in a pretty big chunk of money being sent to a fraudulent bank account.
He says the incident is prompting the district to take a close look at their procedures. He says the incident should serve as a lesson to everyone to keep your guard up when it comes to your personal data, because fraud can happen to anyone.
The fact that all of us are constantly being bombarded by these fraudulent attempts to steal money, and despite your best efforts to be diligent and stay on top of these things, sometimes these slip through.
And the district has gotten all but $160,000 back. They're continuing to work with the FBI to track down the rest. And an event at the end of June is highlighting the important role played by small grains in Wisconsin. Eric Tegedoff has more.
From Grain to Plate Field Day is taking place June 30th on Meadowlark Farm in southwest Wisconsin. The aim is to bring growers, processors, and consumers together to explore why grains such as wheat, barley, oats, and rye matter to the region. Hallie Wepking of Meadowlark Farm says these crops can help farmers stay economically viable and improve their conservation efforts. She hopes small grains can become a bigger part of the local food movement.
The farm-to-table movement has really focused on produce and eggs and meat production, but there's also staple crops that are a part of that. So obviously, greens and beans.
Small grains are important for bakers and chefs, as well as brewers and distillers. Wepking says equitable access to locally grown crops is one of the field day's focuses. It also will include a tour of the farm and a rainfall simulator to illustrate the effects of erosion and infiltration. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
The forecast for the afternoon, showers continuing. Chance precipitation 90% with a high around 65. More rain tonight, low 51. Saturday, some morning showers, then partly sunny, high 69. Sunday, still a chance of showers, high 63. And Monday, partly sunny skies, high near 70. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.